USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration is defending the president after he tweeted an attack against Democratic Representative Elijah Cummings and his district in Baltimore, calling it a disgusting rat and rodent-infested mess. He wrote, "No human being would want to live there." Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney on CBS's Face the Nation.
Does the president speak hyperbolically? Absolutely. Have we seen this type of reaction from him before? Yes. And you will again, because he pushes back, he fights back when he feels like he's attacked. And what Mr. Cummings said this week was wrong.
Senator Bernie Sanders on CNN's State of the Union.
It's unbelievable that we have a president of the United States who attacks American cities, who attacks Americans, who attacks somebody who's a friend of mine. Elijah Cummings is one of the most decent and outstanding members of the House of Representatives.
This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So, yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Police in Hong Kong have fired tear gas at protesters for the second night in a row. This reporter got gassed.
Been here covering these protests every weekend for the last 8 consecutive weekends, and police have fired tear gas, but not at that strength. This was something quite toxic. It hit the ground. Admittedly, we were in a residential area, and then it was just burning up. And if you don't have your mask on super tight, then it gets in.
The congressional testimony of former special counsel Robert Mueller last week didn't reveal any new information on President Trump, as most Democrats had hoped. California Representative Adam Schiff, who is chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, spoke on NBC about Democrats who are weighing the possibility of impeaching the president.
Where we'll get to an impeachment, at least in my view, where we should get to the decision, okay, let's indict the president, let's impeach the president, yeah, is if we're convinced that we can make the case.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A New York Congress member wants to have a parade for 9/11 first responders and survivors. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has details.
New York City officials are welcoming Representative Carolyn Maloney's suggestion that she made formally in a Friday letter to Mayor Bill de Blasio, a fellow Democrat. Maloney says a parade in the city's famed Canyon of Heroes would be, in her words, a small but meaningful way to show our gratitude. Her suggestion coming just days after Congress finally approved a measure ensuring that a fund for sick 9/11 responders and survivors never runs out of money, and Maloney was one of the sponsors. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A wildfire that has crippled traffic along I-5 in southern Oregon is now 11,000 acres, and authorities are beginning evacuations. The Milepost 97 fire near Canyonville started late Wednesday and is burning in steep, rocky terrain. The Oregon Department of Forestry said about 900 firefighters and 15 helicopters are battling the blaze, along with a host of large air tankers. Smoke from the fire is also hampering firefighters from the air as they can't see where to drop the water. Ash from the fire is falling around like snowflakes in southern Oregon, and many people can't go outside without a mask due to unhealthy air quality. The police believe the fire was related to an illegal campfire. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.